Okay, so we're going to start on Samach Hey Omer Aleph. We're going to go over the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about earlier when you were holding Samach Hey Omer Aleph, the two dots. We'll chazer over the Gemara from yesterday, going to Samach Hey Omer Beis and Samach Vav Omer Aleph. We know there had to be two: a Sira Mishtaleach and a Chatzir Lashem, and they're a pair that go together. The Mishnah talked about that the main thing is they have to be both existent at the time of the Hagrola, because it's Xeris Akosov in the Torah, that the Kedusha comes through the Hagrola. The Mishnah said that if it was Nishpach Hadam, if let's say it was the Dam spilled out of the Sir Lashem, and then before, so we have to Nishpach Hadam, so then we have to bring another Sir Lashem. Now, in order to establish the new one as the Sir Lashem, we have to automatically have another Sir HaMishtaleach in order to make a Hagrola. So therefore, the halach is you take another Sir Lashem, you take another Sir, and you put together a Sir Lashem and a Sir HaMishtaleach, take two, and you restart the whole process again. What happens if you were already Zoyrik the Dam, right? So then you also have to take another one. So the Gemara says like this: Bishleima Nishpach Hadam Yomus HaMishtaleach. So then I understand the Mishtaleach that's standing to be taken outside. You have to now take another two, and this original Mishtaleach has to be killed, Mesos. So therefore it wasn't done, this mitzvose, because the dam wasn't nizrak yet, al yedei the one Lashem. And you have to bring a dam acher, and you have to make a hagrole. And I guess it's like balei chayim nidochim, Rashi says. So therefore you have to take a new pair. Aval, zog de gemara, elo meis hamishtaleach. If let's say the opposite way, I have the Sir Lashem, I shechted it, and now I have elo meis hamishtaleach. So then I wasn't zayrik the dam yet, and then it was meis hamishtaleach. What's wrong? Just be zayrik the dam of the Lashem, and everything will be good from the Zrikas Dam La Hashem. Why will it be good from the Zrikas Dam La Hashem? Because the sending away the Mishtaleach to the Tzuk and throwing it over is only a Lechatchil, it's not Ma'akiv in the whole Avodis Hayoim. So since it's not Ma'akiv in the whole Avodis Hayoim, so just go forward with the Sir La Hashem, and that'll be all you have to do. Amai Yishovech Adam. Everything is good. Amri Devei Rabbian, I know. It's a special Gzeres HaKosuv. Omar Kro, Yomat Chai, Lefnei Hashem, Lechaper. Yomat Chai, the Mishtaleach. Not only does the Mishtaleach have, we're not talking about the Tchiyosi Lutzuk, but there's a special condition that it has to stay living until you can do it. Lechaper. Ad Mosa ye zokek liyos chai, ad chas matn domam shel chaveroi. So it has to be done. Tanan, oh, so that's a gewaltige gemore. So it has to be, the shiluach is not ma'akev, but it has to be chai until then. So that's why you have to take out a new one, that it should be Yomat Chai. But you can't just take a new one to be a Mishtaleach, because we have to have a Hagrola. So that's why it triggers this whole din, that you have to have a new Hagrola. Zog the Gemara goes off a little bit because of this, into a side issue. Tanan, awesome. We learned in a Mishnah in Shkolim. B'nei ha'ir, a whole city, Shesholchu, as Shikleihem. They sent, every person has to give for the Shkolim to be part of the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. V'nignavu Aishavdu. Now, they're really Shoimrim. So, but we're not talking about the chiyuv of the shliach. We're talking about now that it got stolen or lost, who is ultimately responsible for that loss? Are the shluchim, the mishalchim, the ones who sent it, or it was already as if ki'ilu, it was given to the Beis HaMikdash already? On whose din does that fall? Zog the Gemara, im nitrimu, this Mishnah, im nitrimu truma. Sometimes the Beis HaMikdash anticipated this, these shkolim coming, and therefore they would already make some expenditures against those dins. So nishboim ligizbarim. Who's nishboim? We know in Masechtas Bava Metzia, there's a halach of Shvuas HaShomrim. So I guess these shluchim were shomrei chinam, not shomrei sachar. So they're not chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda. So they're going to claim that they're not responsible for what it got stolen or lost. Now that they're not responsible for what it got stolen or lost, but there's a halach of Shvuas HaShomrim. Who is the mafkid? Who is the one they have to swear to? When a shomer swears, he swears towards the person who sent him. Who is ultimately his sender? Is it the people from the town, the Bnei Ho'ir, people of the city, or his people, or the Gizbar?
Maybe so, the
Beis Din. The Beis Din is who? Which Beis Din? The Beis Din of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar. Yeah. So now it's like the Gemara. If they already anticipated it and spent against that money, so then it turned into that they're the Mafkidim. But if the Halacha is that not they're the Mafkidim, they are the, they didn't spend it yet, so then the Shluchim are Shomrim for the senders, right? Now, what happens? If they're Nishbon l'Bnei Ha'ir, so that means the Bnei Ha'ir were never Yoitza, they never accomplished their mitzvah of giving the Shkolim. So if they are still Shomrim for the Bnei Ha'ir, u'Bnei Ha'ir, Shoiklin Acherim Tachdeyem. Right? It depends on at which point this Gneva V'Aveda, this alleged Gneva V'Aveda took place. Nimtzu, if, let's say, after they replaced the shkolim, right? They replaced the shkolim and they sent it by FedEx to the Beis HaMikdash. Oy shehzirom haganovim. Or the ganovim gave it back. I don't know what you need, but either it was an aveda or zigron. Elu ve'elu. Now, so now we're in a conundrum because they have the shkolim, the shkolim that were lost, and the new shkolim, which they replaced the ones that were lost. So elu ve'elu shkolim heim. So now they were double taxed, and they have to pay twice. Vein oylim lohem lishana haba. We have a CPA over here. What would happen if you double paid your taxes because you thought the IRS didn't get it yet? So you're supposed to get a credit for the next year. Over here, you don't get a credit for the next year. Because once you gave it, you gave it. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Oilin Lohen, Lishona Habo. It doesn't say which one. One of the set of the Shkolim go for that day. Right? Zog di Gemara, my time with the Reb Yehuda, that it could be given for the next year. Omar Rove, Kosova Reb Yehuda, Chayvis Shel Shona Zu, Kreivais Lishona Habo. You could use it for the next year. It is all possible. Yeah? Kreivais Lishona Habo. Which the Gemara at this point has not, did not explain what is this issue. Could you use something from 1 year to the next year? So the Gemara, Omar Rove, Kasava Reb Yehuda, Chayvishol Shana Zu, Kreivais Lishana Habo. That's the Yisoid of Reb Yehuda. I don't know why that is. What's the big chiddush of that? That you could use it from one year to the next year. We'll have to see what the chiddush of that. Eisvei. So Abai is going to ask a kasha on this yisoid of Reb Yehuda. That you could use it from one year to the next year. Eisvei Abai. Parvisoir shol yoyim hakipurin. She'ovdu. There's a parvis soyer shall yoyim hakipurin. She'ovdu. The power, I guess, of the Kohen Gadol. She'ovdu. And you lost it. You're ready, Magdish. And the seer shall yoyim hakipurin. We'll have to see which seer we're talking about. Vehifrish she'ovdu. V'hivrish al-cherem tachdeyem as a replacement. V'chein siri avoydezor she'ovdu v'hivrish al-cherem tachdeyem. Kulon yamusu. Kulon yamusu. What's the case? That means we're talking about a case. We found the other ones. The original ones that you were replacing were subsequently found, and now you have two sets. Kulon yamusu divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds they all have to go. Why do they all have to go? All of them have to go. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Elezer Oimer. Reb Shimon Oimerim. No. Yiru. Achei yistayvu v'yimkrivu v'nedem l'dove. Shein chatos tzibo ameiseh. It's like a chatois meisais. I guess kulon. What does it mean, kulon? Yamusu.
Oh,
you know,
or just the...
No, I missed a very important point. The Tosis Yeshanim says a very important point. What happened was over here, I replaced them, and I used the replacement for the parvisoyer.
The new ones.
Then subsequently I found it.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way to learn the Gemara. So at that point now I have two standings, parvisoyers, which are parvisoyers.
What do you mean? You use
one. So that, he says, yamusu, because it's chatos type, shenischapru baleihem. And one of the Hei Chatos Meisos, which is Halacha L'Meishim Misinai, is Chatos and is Chapru Baleihem, is Meisos. So he said the same thing. The other man, the Amma, said, no, you're at Shistaivu, because it's not a regular Chatos Meisos, because it's a Chatos Tzibur, and a Chatos Tzibur. But the question is, ultimately, Freik Drave, what was wrong with Reb Yehuda? Why couldn't I use those for next year's Yom Kippur? Put them in the barn and save them for the next year, Yom Kippur. Oh, we're getting to the age. We're going to get to the age. I'm chazuring over the Gemara from yesterday. So, Meila, it should be able to be that that's the halacha. So now, before we didn't know this Reb Yehuda, before we came up with a Reb Yehuda that holds, that you could use money from one year to the next year. So in this situation too, I should be able to use it for the next year. Amarlei, so Rava said back, no, I could answer the question. Karbanos Tzibur, Ka'amrit, that's when I said that you could use it from one year to the next year. Dishani Karbanos Tzibur, so therefore, no, how do you read the words of the Gemara? Karbanos Tzibur, we're talking about that were taken from the Trumas Halishka, Ka'amrit. So therefore, and that's different than the Shkolim. Shani over here, Karbanos Tzibur, because you can't use it. Kirav Tovi Omer Reb Yoshia, Tomer Rav Tovi Omer Reb Yoshia, Omer Akra, Zois oilas chedesh bechotchoi lechotchei hashone. And we learn from over there, what does it say? Zois oilas chedesh bechotchoi lechotchei. Right? It says three times the word chadesh. Shamra teira chadesh vahaveloi korban metruma chadosha. So when it comes to the karbonos, when it's shkolim, you could put the money in the bank and save it for the next year. But if it's the halacha of karbonos have a different factor. They have to be chadosh lechotchei hashana. So it's a new day. Okay? It's a new day. Why? What? Oh. So Gemara, ha teinach soyer, but parshal yom hakipurim that doesn't come with trumas alishka, but it's a carbon yachid of the kohen gadol. My ikala meimar, and for the Gemara, gzeira parot the soyer. When it comes to the things, it's a gzeira. So really, technically, it shouldn't be, but over here it has this din. For the Gemara, mishum gzeira. Yamusu. Let it be Yiro Hachistai. For Oid Hod Reb Tavyam Reb Yeshia Gufa Mitzvah. Tam Reb Yudam Hashmul Kavon Asiva Avon Merad Menisen Mitzvah Lahavi Menah Chodesh. It's a Darge. Vim Havi Menah Yoshon Yotzo Elo Shechis El Mitzvah. So it doesn't have that din. Elama Reb Zeiro, Anayeti. Livi Shein Hagoyrol on the Seirim. Koiveya Meshon Azul, Chaver Talom de Shizvore. That means there's a. It's the Gemara saying Alumdus. One of them is this Sawyer. The Goyrol, no, there's a din to make the Goyrol on Yom Kippur. So last year's Goyrol is true, it was Kaveya, these two, but it would be lacking in the Maisa Hagrola for this year. And that's a necessity. Zog di Gemara Mishana Zula Chavelte. Freik di Gemara. Naisi. Vinagrol. It's a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, bring them and make a new girl the next year. The two from last year, which you put into the barn, make a new one. And when you'll make a new one, that'll be the din. So, obviously that's Shre. What do you mean? One is already Lashem and one's Lazazel. So what kind of girl? You know, they used to make a joke like in school, they used to say, we're giving out these positions in school with a gyrol, but it would be a fixed gyrol, you know. A fixed gyrol is not a gyrol. So what kind of fixed gyrol is this? So the Rishayim are busy with this. How could that work? Okay. So the Gemara Hotenach. Gzeira Shema Yoimru. Hagoyrol kaveir mishana lechavet. Freik moha teinach soye par ma'ikalameim. Gzeir par tigzah. Mishum gzeir yamusu. So the Gemara says, lemaisa, we're back stuck between a rock and a hard place. Why can we not use the soyer and the par from the year earlier for this year? You know, there's like a whole tumult in the Ramah. Do you have to do tshuva for averus that you did the year before? Every Yom Kippur. Do you do tshuva or do you say, that's already in the bank? You know, like every Yom Kippur is something for itself. You don't go back to the old days. Right, you don't do tshuva for the year before. You only do tshuva for this year, not for the year before. It's almost like api courses, but the Ramah speaks about it. It's in Hilchos Yom Kippur.
That means the goral should be bottled.
Right, the old girl is gone.
The
original Cairo. Yeah. That could have been a tzad of the Gemara. Alti Yom Kippur. What are you going back to old, good old times? I'm just always saying now, I heard last night, it says, Al dash licheinu le'ei zikna. It doesn't say Al Tash Lichenu Be'e Zikna while I'm old. Al Tash Lichenu Le'e Zikna. You could be old, but you could still be young. You know, every year, every day is a new day. Every Yom Kippur is a Nai Yom Kippur. Gendik. You live every day for itself. So this Yom Kippur is this Yom Kippur. That's what I'm saying. Amru Rabona Kameda Baye. No, why did Dina Sorva Apoyer the Bar Golem Isa? Zeira Mishum Chatos Shemesu Balehom. Unbelievable. The Par is a private carbon of the Kohen Gadol. What happens if the Kohen Gadol dies between one Yom Kippur and the next Yom Kippur? So then it would be Chatos Shemesu Baleha. Right?
Okay.
I don't know, and they'll mix it up. So Mamela, they'll think.
You might bring it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So Tois is a big Chiddush. Nishmishum Gzeris Yamusu. Because Tois says any one of the Kahanim should be
from
Klal Yisrael. Oh, so Frek Tevshag is Haya. So then even the Soyer that it comes from the Lishka, also maybe someone in Klal Yisrael would have that same din. That's the Shagas Ayas Kashi, Yom Cham, the Shagas Ayas Kashi. So yeah, you could say a Teretz, there's a whole tumult from Trumas Halishka. I have two tastes, and that would go into this. Kivega Klaz Ashayle, Noshim don't have to daven Musaf, because they don't give Shkolim.
Right.
So it's not their carbon. So the Welt sucked, it can't be like Rebbe Kivega, because Kahanim don't either give, and less than 20 don't give. So less than 20 years old don't give. So then, therefore, they would also not have the din of davening Musaf. So Al-Kohach, it's not the pshat, you're a shutif. Klal Yisrael is not a shutif in the carbon. There's a carbon tzibur, and there's a shem tzibur. You don't look at each person as a bailam in the carbon. That's the lumdus, how the Welt says it over. So you look at them, so Noshim don't have to give, and they're also part of the tzibur. Some people are part of the tzibur by giving. Some people are not part of the tzibur by giving. Some people have to give, but it doesn't mean that you're not part of the tzibur. Even though there's a taisvis in the beginning, Perik, Mokam, Shenogu, Mesechta Psochim, every day that you bring a carbon, you're not supposed to do avoidu. If you bring a private carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, that day is like a yontif. It's awesome, malach. Question is, Tosfos Akasha B'Shem Har Yerushalmi, every day you bring the carbon tamid, so no one should be able to do work. So the Yerushalmi asks this question. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi answers, V'asavta digonecha. Hey, you wouldn't be able to work, you wouldn't be able to make parnosa. So Meilat is a din of V'asavta digonecha. That seems to imply that there would be this din, but that would be maybe the way to get out, to make a chiluk between the Kohanim and the Kohanim's chelik in the carbon and that. Anyway, Zog di Gemara, Hotenach par, Soyer ma'yikal ameima, Gzeira yishtzir otu par, Mishum zeri amusu, Elo, Gzeira mishum chata shavra shnoso. Why? What does it mean, chata shavra shnoso? A chatos has to be less than a year old. The window of opportunity for an animal to be a chatos has to be between 1 8 days old and 1 year old. So once it goes past the shnosa, it's mesos. It's not roi lakrava. So therefore, we're scared the sawyer which is a chatos, is going to go over. Frank Digmar, Gzeirihi. Gufa chatos shavar shnasa. The Gemara now says, you're telling me it's a Gzeirihi, it might be more than a year? By definition, it's more than a year. If it was ready to be brought as a carbon, shnas, tov, shin, pei, hey, so Korchach was already born and at least 8 days old. If it's a year later, it is more than a year old. If it's more than a year old, so then that's over. So what are you telling me, Gzeira? Guva chadash avashnasi. You hear the Gemara's kasha? Shmak the Gemara's kasha. And with the Gemara, loy kasha, holy kasha. Ukerebi. Why? The Tanya, shonot mima. That's in Parshas Bechu Koisai. Le'inyin bote ore chema. Meine shloish meyoiz v'shishim v'chamishim yoim k'minyin yemoiz hachama. There are two parallel years that run in the world. The solar year, which has nothing to do with months, and that is 365 days a year. There's the lunar year, which every month is either 29 or 30 days, times 12, which could turn into some 29, some 30, which is 354 days. Our Jewish calendar is a lunar year. Since a lunar year loses 11 days a year, it would be the year over 3 years, you lose a month. Over 6 years, you lose 2 months. Over 9 years, you lose 3 months. That's why you would get messed up with the solar year, and you could end up having Sukkot by Pesach as it moves. Therefore, the Torah says, since the Torah says Chodesh HaAviv, so it has to line up. That's Gzeiras HaKosa. We need a Shana Mu'uberes to line it up. That's why Lahavdil in the Arab calendar, Islam calendar, they don't have a Shana Mu'uberes, and their holiday moves around from year to year. So therefore, you wouldn't have it. So, but the Pashtus, you would think that if it says in the Torah, Chatas has to be a Shana, so then it would be the lunar year, like the Torah law, like when you get Bar Mitzvah. However, there's some limud that we learn by Bote Ari Chayma, where the Torah says, Shana Tamima. Why does the Torah say, Lo Yigal Ad Malois Loi Shana Tamima? Tamima means the biggest one, the fullest one. So it's some allusion to a Shnois HaChama, which would be 365. Somehow there's a hekesh from, I don't know what it is, it's either a hekesh or something, that the carbon, that it says about the carbon is also a din of Yemois HaChama. So the year for a chatos is 365 days. It's solar birthday. Right? It's solar birthday. So there is something about a solar birthday. I'm always telling at home, someone says, no, we only celebrate the Jewish birthday, your Yiddish birthday. I said, no, there's something about the solar birthday also, because it's a din. The solar birthday is a solar birthday. Okay, now, Divrei Rebbe. Chamayrim, moina shneim asa chaydish miyoyim liyoyim. So it's a machlok is Rebbe and the Chachamim on the Karbanos, which one do we do? So therefore, that's the question of which one do we do? Do we do the solar, or do we do the thing? So the Gemara of him, the Sabra, and his Sabra, Lemoicher. Okay. So therefore, it would be the same thing over here, just like over there for Bote Arechaima. So too, we want to say it would be the same halacha for what? For karbonos. So then there's an interesting Rashi. Zok Rashi, the top Rashi on Amud Aleph. V'loy tichlat ad shi'agia ba'oysi yo'im uva'oysi chaydesh ha'machrolai. Ule Rebbe mishkachas lo'kigon she'agia. Now the Rashi explains. The Gemara means to say, we're going according to Rebbe. Ula Rebbe, Mishkachas Lokigon Shek, Dishoy Biyoim Shmini Lile Dosai. Unbelievable. When did we want to bring it? The year before, when it was 8 days old and it became kosher for a carbon. So his birthday was Erev Yom Kippur, Yud Tishrei, Bishana Pshuta, Vichimote Yom Kippur Mabo, Akati Loimalu Le, 365 days, Ela, 364 days. Right? So he still could fall, get in under the radar, and be called less than a year old. You hear the Rashi? So we spoke out that the Rashash is the Kasha. Vosef is 364. He has another few days earlier. Why did Rashi say 364 days? Because there's 354, there's 11 days. 11 minus 8, because he needed 8, is 3. So he could have been 362 days. Why did Rashi say it's 364 days? So he said, because there's a male and a chaser, and maybe it sometimes could end up being 364. What is a gishmak akasha from the Rashash? In the way Rashi Bedavka said 364 days. And therefore, there would be that halacha.
I don't understand this. Rashi starts off by saying shemakro
lo. No, because Rashi, because the makayr of the din is from batei arechaima.
Right.
That's the makayr.
And that's
how we learn it. We impose that din back onto the halacha of karbanos and memela. Right.
If you go with the tzad of Rebbe.
So you go outside of Rebbe, right? It's just interesting, in general, in the Beis HaMikdash, for some reason, we go Shnoi Sahama. What's the Raya? If you say Karbonis, a lot of us don't say Karbonis every day. You say by the Ketairis, we say like 365. I was in a shul yesterday, I saw, shul is open, buy seats for the shul is open 365 days a year. There's something about when it comes to Hegdish, you go with 365. Yeah. Yeah, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, Mele, I wish no, so.
See, we work on both Shitas, right? Because if you go with the lunar year, you have the same. Similar
thing,
just a different amount of things.
For Frank the Gemara, right. Frank the Gemara, oh, par. A par. But so am I, Ikalim, Ema. The halacha is that it has to be 1 year old. Is only halacha by what? By chata. But a par could be 3 years old. So since a par could be 3 years old, what's the problem? Ma yikala meimar zog di gemore. Okay, Pashtus, that's the shayla of the Gemara. Zera par otu soy. Zera, same kashi, almost. Void, chatashav rushnosa, lereyaz, look at the mushlogish, chatashav rushnosa, voyenaisa, kielo, yoimedes, bezak vores. It's just blocked off, so it's roye, elomarobe, zera mishum takola. We don't want it sitting around for the whole year. Which takola? And we find such a thing, the Tanan. What's really the Tanya? We learned in a Braisa. Ein magdishin ve'ein marichin Vein marichen bizman hazeh. Since there's no Beis HaMikdash, vim higdish herich hayachrim behema teoker vim peyos duz vekelim yirkevu. We have to see what it means iker. Vein zehu iker noyol delos lifoneo vimeiso meyeleo. So Gemara takola demai. The Gemara is going to go through dol aloche of a takola. When Hazoi state in the Gemara, loylom takola da krova, the hanoch the lavne akrova and loy toy, but the bas akrova torid. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll begin on that. Samach Vav Omid Aleph.